like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are 5.5 million jobs open in America, and it's time to get to work. At ExpressPros.com, you can apply for a new job today. Apply now at ExpressPros.com for skilled labor jobs like drivers, forklift operators, welders, and programmers, as well as administrative jobs, customer service, and accounting positions. Express also hires for positions in the medical industry, such as billing, coding, data entry, and record keeping. Each Express office is locally owned and operated, and is invested in the success of their community. And 75% of the people who have a job are open to a new job or actively looking for a new job. With more than 770 Express locations, you'll find the nearest one at expresspros.com. There are no fees for job seekers, and with one application, you apply for a variety of top jobs in your community. Express takes pride in connecting the right people with the right company. Go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Bill Bean, known as the Spiritual Warrior, is a world-renowned spiritual deliverance minister and an exorcist. He is an internationally known author and lecturer, as well as a paranormal and supernatural expert as well. His book, Dark Force, and every time Bill is on with us, he gives me chills. But I like the guy. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you, George. It's so great to be back with you.
My gosh, it is. So many things are going on in this planet right now. Just so many things. I sometimes think we're all possessed, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you right now, my spirit is grieving for some of the things that are taking place in our world now. I pray for peace. I pray that God will have an answer to get things going right again. But boy, George, you know, I mean, some of the things that are taking place and some of the things you just talked about are very disturbing, to say the least.
And they just don't stop, Bill. They just keep coming over and over again. I mean, can this planet, can we technically be possessed planet-wide? Could that happen?
Well, I have my theories, and maybe we'll talk about this on another show.
Okay.
I have my theories about what is going on. I feel strongly that portals and doorways are being opened up on our planet right now, and it is allowing more and more demonic forces to come on the earth. And the reason I say this is because so many people from all walks of life are being affected in negative, adverse ways. And I mean, just some of the bizarre behavior and some of the situations and circumstances that I have to deal with. I'm always on a plane somewhere. I'm in Orlando, Florida right now. I had to fly out to help a young lady named Terry, and God bless her. It was my honor and pleasure to be here to help her. And it's just amazing, George. It really is. And my caseload is just doubled over the last year.
And when you say help her, what without revealing, obviously, the client relationship here, but what was wrong?
Well, she had several factors in this, and the family feared that it was spiritual in nature that has caused great health problems, and this young lady has suffered. She is a wonderful young lady, and again, it's my honor and pleasure to be of assistance to her, and she has been having some horrific health problems that has left her virtually bedridden for quite a while now, and the family feels that it is spiritual in nature, so I'm here. I saw her earlier this evening, and God did work through me to bring her peace and comfort, and I pray deliverance from this horrible affliction that has come upon her, and I just will continue to keep her in my prayers. And it's really heartbreaking, George, because she is a wonderful young lady that just has so much life and so much of a future in front of her. So I am absolutely praying for a healing miracle for her.
Can you tell almost instantly, Bill, if somebody's possessed when you meet them?
I can, and God gives me this gift. And look, I don't claim to be any big shot, hot shot at anything, but I try to be real. And God has blessed me with a real gift because I have suffered greatly, as you know.
Yes.
You know, I started out as a victim. And now God has blessed me with this calling and this gift. And yes, I can look at somebody or someone could come into my presence, and I can feel if they have a demonic oppression or a demonic attachment or something negative on them.
They call you the spiritual warrior. Tell us how that started.
That started with your very own Tommy D. And Tom Danheiser is awesome and good friend of mine, and he is the one that actually started that whole thing there. So my hat's off to him, and great guy, and it just stuck after that.
Super. Now, when you've dealt with possessions in your career, what was the worst case you've come across and the first?
Yeah, well, the first one was the worst one.
And, always is, isn't it?
Yeah, boy, I'll never forget it, George, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. This took place really before my journey as a spiritual warrior began. It was the second test in my life. The first test was at the age of 13 in 1979 when I confronted the demonic forces in that home that I grew up in. But the second test took place in the late 80s, and I want to protect the identity of the person that was afflicted in this way. However, this was a 22-day demonic possession, and this beautiful 135-pound woman had suddenly developed superhuman strength and started speaking in other languages, deep masculine voice. The whites of the eyes turned black. There was actually levitation at one point. 911 was called at one point, and it took nine police officers and EMTs to hold this 135-pound woman down.
Mm.
During that period of time, I was a power lifter. I was a very powerful individual, and I could lift a lot of weight back then. And this 135-pound woman grabbed me with one hand around my throat, and it took every ounce of strength I had to get that one hand. It felt like this lady with the demon inside of her, obviously, was literally crushing my throat.
Oh my gosh, she's out to kill you without even knowing it.
It was, again, this was an experience that I wouldn't wish on anyone. And it began, I'll never forget it, late on a Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And it began with her falling into a deep sleep, she was, you know, we were talking just like you and I are talking right now, and then suddenly she was out, and I just had a really odd feeling about it. I never saw someone fall out like that. You know, we're in the middle of a conversation, and she's just out, and I thought, okay, well, that's very odd, and so I was uneasy about it, and watched TV for a little while longer, and I turned the TV off. And I recall not long after turning the TV off, I looked in the doorway. And standing in the bedroom doorway was a very tall and familiar entity to me, a black hooded entity, which I'd encountered many times in my childhood and through some photographs as well, standing in the doorway of the bedroom. And I recall saying to myself, oh, no, not again.
Sounds like pure evil, Bill.
It was pure evil. And then after that, the entity vanished, and then I heard a sound come from within her that I have not heard before or since, and it literally sounded like a rattlesnake inside of her, and then it began. And she sat up robotically. I had a cross around my neck. She sat up. I was saying, are you okay? Are you okay? And she reached out and ripped my cross off my neck. I jumped up, I turned the lights on, and her eyes were black. The whites of her eyes were literally black.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.